And we will go to House Bill 1254, which is a bill that will revise how the motor vehicle excise tax is applied to certain vehicles. And Representative Jensen is on his way. You are on, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen of the jury. good morning. I am Representative Barry Jensen, and bringing House Bill 1254 before you, and it speaks, I feel, as to an inequity in our excise tax. And I think the best and the simplest way to explain this would be to perhaps give an example. Presently, if you as an individual or as a farmer were to lease a pickup, for example, you would pay excise on the amount of that lease. In other words, you would only pay for that amount of the amount of that pickup that you were going to use over the period of the lease. And the inequity comes when we take that to cooperatives or individual businesses that have large floaters or irrigators are called, or large field sprayers. When they lease equipment presently, they pay excise tax on the total amount of that applicator. Now, these applicators, as possibly some of you are aware, can cost up to $300,000. And so you can see, if you pay 3% on the total amount of that applicator, you're paying a considerable amount of money in. At times, because of the rush of fertilizer season, applying fertilizer, sometimes these cooperatives or these businesses will rent these machines for as little as 3 months. They have to license them. They pay excise tax on the total amount. And so what this bill does is to proposes to make it equal to leasing a pickup, or if a farmer were to rent a tractor, he would pay it just on the amount of the lease. And most leases are 3 years long. Some are longer, some are shorter, whatever. But it tends to equalize the law with corresponding law that that we presently have in place. And revenue-wise, it does not make a lot of difference there. And of course, as in farming and other ag business, leasing is kind of the trend right now. These businesses are finding that it's better and more economical for them to lease these large machines, use them for 3 years, turn them back in, lease another one. But the inequity is that they're paying excise tax on the total amount of the retail amount of that machine. And so this bill tends to bring it down to where we are, similar to what we as individual farmers would pay. I do have some other people that will also speak to this bill as well.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. Proponents of House Bill 1254.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman. I'm registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives. And sorry if I sound a little out of breath, just got out of another committee, so Fred beat me here. I know you've already had an explanation on what 1254 does, but probably hear a little bit of the same thing from me. We're bringing this bill so that when a business is looking at getting equipment, they have the option to pay on the lease instead of the amount of the whole equipment. Thereby, whether it's a seasonal, maybe it's only for 3 months, or whether it extends into those contracts, which is more common of 2, 3, 4, and 5 year leases, that it gives them the option to look at paying the tax on the amount of the lease instead of the amount of the entire piece of equipment. Again, similar to what has been done in the past with leased cars, it just gives the businesses better options and management tools to work with as they look at exchanging and getting new equipment. With that, if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them, and I would just encourage your support for the bill.
Thank you, Brenda. We'll hold questions until all proponents have spoken. Other proponents of House Bill 1254.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Kathy Zander with the South Dakota Agribusiness Association. And this issue came up to me the first time last year about this time. I was run forth between the Capitol and got a call from one of my members, and he wanted to rent a machine for the year. And he was going to have to pay the license fee and the excise tax just to rent that machine for the one season. So I came over and asked Deb Hiller if that were true, and she said, yes, it was. And about the same time, he had passed a bill for the auto dealers on cars doing the same issue. So we'd hope you would support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Other proponents of House Bill 1254? The lady that said it was true.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Being from the Department of Revenue, we are tax collectors. So, yeah, we have to sometimes give these people bad news about what's actually due. What this bill actually does is just pull into the lease tax bill those types of sprayers or fertilizer spreaders and allows them to pay the excise tax based on their lease payments. We rise in support of this bill with a little caveat, if I may. As we did last year with the passage of the lease tax bills on automobiles, we said that we would track the information. We've only got 6 months into the actual process of the lease tax and do not have enough data to give you a good understanding of where that taxing process is going and whether or not it is revenue neutral for the state. So with that, we have a caveat to this particular piece of legislation as well, is that we will monitor it, and that if it is not revenue neutral, we will be back with some additional changes to the legislation. At that time, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Deb. Other proponents of House Bill 1254?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Roxanne Rice. I'm with the Department of Transportation. I won't repeat Deb Hilmer's comments, but the Department of Transportation has no problem with this bill as long as the impact to the state highway fund would be neutral. And I follow what Deb said, so that's all I have.
Thank you, Roxanne. Other proponents of House Bill 1254? Proponents of 1254. Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee of the proponents? Representative Hennies.
Thank you. I would have a question of Ms. Hilmer. Pick someone in the front row, I guess. Curious about this excise tax. If it's leased for 3 years, in a hypothetical case, if it's leased for 3 years by someone and then returned to the dealer, and then a different individual leased that, what would he have to pay a tax on that, or how do you ever get the full value of that piece of equipment by this leasing process?
Representative Hennies, that's what happens the majority of time, and I'll speak to vehicles because that's what we're most familiar with at this point, is that the leases of motor vehicles may be anywhere from 2 years to, we've seen them as high as 60 months. And depending on what your lease period is, depends on whether it's beneficial to the state or not beneficial to the state. The shorter the lease period, then the less amount of excise tax that you're going to pay to the state. The longer the lease payment, then that does generate additional revenue. So we're looking at that issue to look at the terms of the lease and see what the revenue generation is for the state. But if a vehicle at the end of the lease is, let's say that I lease a vehicle for 3 years, and at the end of the lease period, I decide to buy that vehicle out, then I have to pay excise tax on that buyout. So you pay it on your lease payments up front, and then at the time that it's transferred from the lessor to me as the lessee, then I pay tax on that lease buyout. So if it's $12,000, I will then pay tax on the 3% on the $12,000. So we did a study of it last year before the bill went in and just kind of looked at what would happen. Some instances the state generated additional revenue, but in some instances it lost. It just depends on what process takes place and what the market does.
Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Hilmer. You talk about we did this last year on vehicles, regular vehicles.
Okay, correct.
Now we're going to make an exemption here on fertilizer equipment. Basically, is the way I read that section of the statute deals with fertilizer equipment. What other pieces of equipment are out there that we're going to have inequities for that are going to be identified in the future that are going to say that, well, we need to. This is not being fair to pieces of lease equipment on farm tractors or on pieces of commercial construction equipment or you know, what other class. I can see this being an endless thing in terms of we're going to make exemptions. That's my first question. My second question is I don't understand how this can be revenue neutral if you're only going to charge excise tax on the lease payment rather than the whole value of the vehicle.
Would you like to answer that question? Two questions.
On the first question, which was to do with the would there be more coming in, when we looked at the issue last year, it was basically the car industry that was coming in and looking for to be able to pay on their lease payments rather than on the total value of the vehicle. So we worked with that industry to come up with that. At the time, the department wanted to, if we were going to do this, just for administrative purposes alone, include everything into that same classification. The trucking industry came in opposition to that, and the reason that they did with large trucks was because a lot of times in their lease agreements, there is also maintenance contracts that are attached to those, which you're probably more familiar than I would be. But there's other things that are attached to that they didn't want to have to pay excise tax on because those types of things are not excluded. And so they were left out, and that's why you saw the 16,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating in there. Anything under that falls into that. Anything over does not. And in your second question, if I remember it correctly, was the issue of how do you look at, do you get the, make it revenue neutral? It will depend on, and that's why we want to monitor it, it will depend on the length of the lease. For example, if in some instances the fertilizer spreaders or other people will lease for a short period of time, because anything over 28 days is basically considered a long-term lease as far as taxing is concerned. If they lease it for 5 years, we actually get more money. They would be better off, based on their monthly lease payments, to buy it if it goes into a five-year period than otherwise. But sometimes there are other considerations that they look at in that lease period, being able to deduct certain things and those types of deals. So it's kind of a business decision that they end up having to make, and that's why we want to be able to monitor to see what the market does with some of these leases. And you will see a bill, if I may, Mr. Chairman, you will see a bill that is not coming to this committee but will be in House Tax and will be on the floor that will actually change how we tax what we consider closed leases, which are leases that are for a set period of time and a set number of months, and tax those under the lease payment option. But if it's an opened-end lease, then they will actually go back to being taxed on the purchase price of the vehicle. And that is because on an open-end lease, the initial lease is only for 12 months, and then they pay on a month-to-month. And we look at that as just a nightmare to try to administer something like that at this time. So,
Representative Gordon Peterson.
Yes, I have a question for Deb and probably DOT, too. It kind of surprises me a little bit. Why would the department support something like this if you don't know whether it's going to be revenue neutral or not?
Representative Peterson, we looked at the numbers. Last year, there was only 171 fertilizers that were transferred. Of those, only 26 were leased that we could determine that there was a lease on. So we looked at those numbers and looked at it from the aspect that there may not be a huge fiscal impact. It just depends on what ends up happening with the market and how people end up leasing these things. So that was one of our considerations.
Representative Konold.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think my question was answered when you made reference to the semis or the trucking industry. They do not fall under this. They pay on the total amount of the value of the vehicle, right?
Purchase of the vehicle. That's correct. Okay, if they are prorated, though, you know, they pay on the percentage of miles they travel in the state, but it's assessed in that same manner. Yes.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Representative Hennies, did you have one more short question?
Yes, I did, and it was short. Either you didn't answer my first question or I didn't understand it, and it was probably the latter. But if I leased one of these pieces of equipment for 1 year and then returned it, would the next person that leased that piece of equipment, would he have to pay any excise tax?
Yes. Yes, he would.
And how long would that go on, and if it was in one-year increments?
It depends on if it was a lease or if it was an outright purchase. If it's an outright purchase, I'd pay 3% on the purchase price of the unit. If it's a lease, then I would pay on whatever the terms of the lease were.
So you could, if I leased it for 1 year, that could go on forever. You could be charged excise tax for that 1 year. Okay, thank you. That answered my question.
Any other questions? Representative Tupel, you have one more short question.
I'll make it as short as I can. Thank you. I don't understand in terms of on one hand, okay, if a fertilizer company is going to have one of these vehicles that they're going to lease, let's say a Terragator, and it's $300,000, and they buy that, and there's 3% tax, that's $9,000. Okay, up front, they got to pay on this Terragator. On one hand, they're going to do that, but on the other hand, they're going to pay on the lease, but then if there's a buyback on the piece of equipment, then they've got to pay 3% on the lease buyback when they turn it back in. I don't understand where the savings is at.
No, Representative Tupel, it would only be on the lease payments for the term of the lease. So if it's, and it's my understanding these lease from anywhere between $30,000 to $40,000 per year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you figure you get 3% on that $40,000, versus on the $300,000, mm-hmm. but if they lease it for 5 years, you're really getting probably mm-hmm. more revenue than in the other scenario. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the term of the lease and what that lease dictates. Mm-hmm. At the end of the lease, because the title is shown in Peer Co-op with Deb Hilmer as the lessee, at the end of that lease, if I make a decision to buy that lease out, then I pay on whatever my buyout is.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I follow you.
You know, without all the frills in a Terragator, if they don't have a TV and a video monitor and a radio and a hi-fi system, and what would one of those on average cost?
You mean without the luxuries of home?
Yeah.
The most expensive one that we saw during this last year that was purchased was about $265,000. So Representative Tupel was pretty correct on what that is. Now, also understand that under the lease payment option, they get no trade-in. So if they're trading an old Terragator or fertilizer spreader in on a new one, we don't allow the trade-in. So they would have to pay on whatever the total lease payments were for that lease period. So if it was for 3 years, it would be $120,000 dollars that they would end up paying.
Thank you, Deb. And hearing no further questions of the proponents, we'll move to any opponents of House Bill 1254. Are there any opponents of House Bill 1254? Seeing no opponents, any questions from the committee? Hearing none, we'll close committee action on public hearing on 1254 and go to committee discussion and/or action. Representative Frisley moves to pass. Is there a second? Representative Peterson Jim did a second. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, there is a do pass vote. Representative Jim Peterson.
Pardon me. Just to shed a little light, I have served on a co-op elevator board. And the questions asked about loss of revenue and lease costs. If we, at a farmer's co-op elevator, we often lease equipment. And we do it for cash flow reasons, to free up the cash that we have for operating to operate our business. And that's why we lease, even though it costs us more in the long run. Say we lease both interrogators for spreading fertilizer, and we lease sprayers, self-propelled sprayers. A self-propelled sprayer costs around $130,000. It costs us between $25,000 and $30,000 a year to lease that. Now, in that lease cost, you have not only the depreciation of that machine, but you have the interest costs, and then you have the costs of the company's paperwork in there. If all of the leases that we have done at the Rivello Farmers Elevator, in the end, we've ended up purchasing these pieces of equipment. So we end up actually paying more tax to the state this way because of what the buyout is. We are actually paying a tax on the interest expense that's accumulated, that's built into the charge of the lease. So the state actually gains money by doing it this way. More money is generated for the state. I would hope that that you would consider this favorably. Would highly recommend that we do pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Hearing no other comments or questions from the committee, a do pass motion on House Bill 1254. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Della?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Flowers? Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knold?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
House Bill 1254, having received 11 yeas and one nay, passes to the floor with a do pass.
I wanted to hear it again.
Thank you, Representative.